probably won't be very good the first time.
Oh, it's all right. I can edit anything.
So. Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, excellent. Sure. Anytime?
Yeah, anytime.
So you want me to introduce myself or something like that?
Yeah, I can say, well, just my name is Philip.
Okay. Hello, my name is Philip. I'm an American. I'm 30 years old. I come from North Carolina, which is a state in the southeast of the United States on the Atlantic coast. I'd like to speak a little bit about immigration in the United States, and it's quite typical because the United States is practically an entire nation of immigrants, and everyone in my family came from somewhere else, mainly Europe. My father's family is from the south of Italy, from Calabria, and his grandfather came over back in during the Great Depression, when there were a lot of Italian immigrants to the United States who were fleeing basically from poverty and disease and unemployment. My mother, she's from Sweden, she was born there, and her father moved over when she was 6 years old to set up life and a business in the United States. He was an engineer, and he designed machines that made piano strings. So you can see that there are two sort of different immigrants, both of them seeking better opportunities, fleeing poverty, but also seeking ways to diversify business practices. So I'm a first-generation American, first-generation on my mother's side to be born in the United States, third-generation Italian side on my dad's family side. So normally the initial waves of immigration to America came from mainly European countries, notably Italy, Ireland, Germany, and some of the Norwegian country, or the Scandinavian countries, sorry. So a little bit of French, some Swedes, and did I say anything else? I can't remember. Not very many Spanish came over, actually. They went to South America. Anyways, the modern immigration is a big issue these days in the United States, because we have a situation where Mexico, which is to the south of the United States, is a very poor and relatively undeveloped country, and there's a lot of people who come to seek work in the United States illegally. And most of them are quite desperate. They go through desperate measures to get into the United States, to get into jobs in Texas or California, mostly in agriculture, because even though those jobs are very low paid and their living conditions often aren't very good, when they return to Mexico, they'll have, you know, lots of money to support their families. So oftentimes a family will send, you know, a few members to the United States to work for a certain period, to come back to Mexico to maybe buy a house or something like that. And oftentimes the immigrants find a life there, open up a restaurant, and work illegally, you know, for a long, long time. I read a case the other day in a magazine about a Filipino immigrant who came over when he was a child. His mother saved up money to buy him a ticket to come over and live with his uncle in Sacramento, California. He went to school, he went to university, studied journalism, and became a very successful journalist for first, I think, the New York Times and then the Washington Post, which are, you know, very well-established American newspapers. And he recently came out that he was an illegal immigrant and he'd been living illegally for most of his life in the United States. So it's a topic that is on the tip of everybody's tongue at the moment. A lot of Americans feel resentful towards the immigration from Latin America because now we're facing a situation of high unemployment in most sectors, and we feel many people feel invaded by, you know, the Latin Americans, the Mexicans, and we feel like they're taking the lower paying jobs and they're driving down the wages, the average wage of most people. So there's a lot of resentment, especially in the lower classes of society, let's say, towards the Mexicans. And in certain parts of the United States, like Los Angeles, San Diego, in Texas and Florida, that Spanish is the first language. You can't walk into a restaurant and order in English, they won't understand you. And you know, more and more schools are teaching Spanish language classes. So it's very much a topic of the day.